Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, people, welcome back. Rare Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you hit up the Spotify.
Innit?
And if you ain't subscribed to the YouTube, then you're bumming out because we're about to get cancelled off all these apps.
It's definitely TikTok, guys.
Aye.
Definitely.
And TikTok. I'm joined by the wildest co-host in the co-host history.
YC, 6'4", pure chocolate. We're back.
Come on.
Before they rub us.
In the road, but you know we don't let that stop us. You know what I'm saying?
You can't
stop us now. Come on, man. This week's topic is about being the nice guy. So basically, I saw a tweet and it said, don't be a nice guy, they'll use you.
Yeah, a woman said that?
Nah, a man said that.
Oh, well, yeah. He finally realized. Well done, King.
What do you say about the nice guy? What happens to the nice guy?
You know what? He don't even finish last no more. He ain't even in a race, cuz. He don't even finish last, fam. He's not even there. And it's sad, man. Like, all my fallen kings, I'm sorry, man. Because, like, they were probably good niggas, listen to women, and think, if I do this,
I'm going to get her. And you know what, remember? You know what story reminds me of?
Damn,
that? Do you
man.
Remember Jordan when he said, the girl said, this is what I want you want to do. A, B, C, D.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
And then she just left him.
She
and
burned, like, him.
But I've done everything
she
for
burned
you.
Him,
she's
yeah.
Like, yeah, I didn't want you to see that. Because women will say one thing and mean another. And yeah. You know what? I was speaking about this on live earlier. I said, there's no girl that's actually single.
What do you mean?
Like, there's no girl that is actually single, like, oh, I'm single, like, my boyfriend broke up.
Truly, you mean?
Yeah, because they always have an option that's there.
Of course.
That they can exercise if they want.
Okay, yeah.
So how are you single? Single to me is that I have no options and it's just dry.
Mm-hmm,
and that's,
mm-hmm.
I have nothing. And I'm literally all by myself.
I think that's
what single is.
Okay,
single's
yeah.
not that, I know that if I call Tyrone, he'll come around to my house. That's
yeah,
not,
no, you're
single.
Not single, no. Of course not. Very girls say that, though. Actually, a lot of girls say, you know what I hate the worst is when a girl says, I've been single for like 3 years. They're the biggest red flags. Because in those 3 years, a guy will think, so because no one's cuffed you, I'm sort of lucky here, yeah, I can bag her. But she's had pure wood the whole, in fact, the whole year, she's a bare wood. So, but it's like they use the status of single as almost like a, it's almost like a fucking, to like confuse the man thinking, single, she's available, she could be mine, or she ain't seeing no one. Single is the biggest cap what women say.
That's
these
what I'm
days.
Trying to say, because I met a girl once. And,
fake, bro.
I don't want to say her name, but basically, she has a guy that she beats when she's single.
Always?
Yeah, always. He's called the Sneaky Link.
Okay, yeah, Sneaky Link, okay.
All right, cool. But she cut him off when me and her start talking. Apparently, allegedly.
Nah, yeah. He was always there, man.
Cool. But I think I saw messages and it made it seem as that. Does that make sense? Because I didn't know about this guy at the start. It was a friend.
Oh, okay.
You know girls, yeah? Why do girls do this to other girls? I don't know why. They'll tell you, like, one of their friends will DM you and be like, well, do you know about her? She's like this. And you'd be like, raw. I wouldn't, because I would never do you like that.
Mm.
Never. Bro codes, for real.
For no agenda or just she's hating.
Maybe. Yeah. I think she was hating.
Probably.
But my thing was, she had somebody that she had sex with. So just before she met me, she was beating this Don.
That's the worst.
So I'm coming in thinking, fresh nani. She said she ain't been with someone for a year. Yo, let me get up in that.
Fake.
Yo, yeah.
It's fake.
I found out this guy was just tapping the cheek 2 weeks before me. And a guy took her on a date the same day that she first ever met me.
Damn.
So you see when all these things
the
came to revelations, I said, no,
of course.
Julie, she's moving foul. So I believe, this is just my honest opinion, good guys end last.
Always.
You can't be a nice guy to women. In life in general, you've got to be kind of a bad boy. I'll be honest, to a certain extent. Because
yeah.
If you show a woman all your vulnerabilities instantly, she's going to mock you, bro.
She's gone, man.
She might stay, but she's going to mock you.
She's the man now, though.
Yeah, like, I've got all the power. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she ain't told you nothing about her life. You don't know where she comes from, who her mum is, nothing. And she knows everything about you. And now she's using that to her detriment to try and buoy you.
Yeah, no, no. You've got to be, like, you can only be, like, if you are going to be vulnerable, wait till you know your girl loves you or she's riding or she's in love with you or like she's exposed her life. Then you can, like, do it. I mean, like, you still might not want to do it, but if you wait for a woman to tell you her secrets, then you can do yours. Because then it's an even, like, well, if you try and burn me, I'll burn you. But if you're just going to come at her, like yeah.
Women are smart now. You know what they do? This is what a girl said to me. They will tell you fake secrets to get you to open up. Because one girl kept saying to me, yeah, back in the day, yeah, she's like, oh, you never talk about your past or like, you never open up to me. And I was like, why does she want me to open up to her so much?
Bit of a red flag.
Now I'm older. I'm like, she wanted to take my secrets and then be like, oh, the reason why you're like this is because ABC.
Yeah.
No, chilly. I'm saying to any girl out there now, yeah, you can never, ever finesse a man with his secrets and make it seem as if you only want to know because you want to get to know him.
It's fake.
Then wait. In time, everything will be revealed, no?
True.
You want to know my whole life story in 2 weeks.
Why? Like, what's the urgency?
No, but that's actually a real good question because you want to use that stuff to manipulate me or to blackmail me with. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the feds. I know a man that will start telling gal, yeah, man, when I was 16, I murdered someone.
Yeah, of course.
Man's in jail for life.
Fam, pillow talking is dangerous, fam.
You must have seen this meme here when the girl said, my man's cheating on me, so I snitched on him and told the feds where his guns were, and blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Got him nicked. Mm-hmm. Was you the one who posted it?
I think it was me.
You the posted it. And I was like, yeah, what? Mm-hmm. She went to the low of lows, and that's what made me realize.
That's scummy, though.
Be careful what you say to women in any capacity. Because sometimes women are very chatty. Like, for instance, I knew a girl that chatted a lot. I heard her chat everyone else's business, be like, don't tell no one. Mm. And every time she said that to me, I looked in her eyes and thought,
you just knew, man.
I can't tell you nothing.
Yeah.
I can't tell you a damn thing because you just use it against me. And they're the type of people, they get people in trouble without even knowing they're getting people in trouble.
The innocent. You know, it's crazy funny you said that because I might, like, the only person I'm telling deep secrets like that to is Mumsy. But it's funny because Mum's a bit different because if I tell my mum something that's getting me down or a type of way and I tell my mum, and the next thing I know, I get a call from, like, my dad or my uncle. I know my mum's told him, but that's out of protection. I'm worried about him to chat to him as a man. Mm. So it's a bit different mum telling someone else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But a girl, I feel like when a girl is... Girls are naturally chatty patties, yeah? So they'll just say things and not even help it because, like, women have a need to hear gossip and spread gossip because it's like it gets them going. It's their tick, bro. So as a guy, when you're saying, like your woman to things, I feel like me and you do this podcast, yeah? So everything that I'll tell a girl, the world already knows. Like, so there's no ammunition with me. Like, you might know about kids, like, I've been homeless, bare things. It's like, there's no ammunition for me. But for me, I don't lay down with a girl and lay there because, like you said, bro, there's been bare times where girls have said those same words to me. You can tell me. You know, I swear to God, I hate when women say, I'm not like other girls. Because they always end up exactly the same. And the reason why they're going to be the same is because you're a woman. So you might not be as reckless as her. You might not be as ho-hoey as her. But your human design and who you are just fundamentally as a woman, yeah? Emotional, the way you respond to things, like how you feel. You're wired the same. So women can't actually be that different from other women. Unless she's highly educated and maybe is at a point in life where she's so above the BS where she isn't your everyday city girl, like she's actually a woman of standards, like maybe even a bit traditional. But they're far and few between. But the average woman, if she's ready and you burn her, she will use some deep shit against you. Like, oh yeah, well, you know, you're like this because, like, you know, your dad touched you when you was little and just say mad things. And you're like, I told you that in confidence, but I don't think it's ever safe for a man to truly tell a woman he's either his fears or he's, like, dark secrets. I think there's something you just take to your grave, fam.
Straight. And I believe that the moment that you become vulnerable around her and you become that nice guy, she automatically stops liking you. It's
sad,
funny because
it? Sad.
You be acting like a jerk, as they say, but they'll love it. It's like it's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
He's not easy. He's a jerk.
He's a challenge.
He's going to cause arguments. It's going to be some conflict. It's going to be toxic.
I love it.
It's not aggressive and violent.
No, we're not talking about.
We're talking about you're just keeping her on her toes.
Mystery, man.
It makes sense. Like, you might not even message her for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. You know what I'm saying? Because you're focused on your goals, and then she looks at social media and sees you winning. She's gonna make her think,
that's the worst.
This guy
that's the
is
worst.
Like a very incredible man. Mm-hmm. So I feel like with worst. Women, you can't be that super duper nice guy unless you want to get violated. They will use you and they will abandon you after. And after they've abandoned you, you'll be so scarred that you won't even want to go into a new relationship.
You won't.
You'll be so hurt. You'll be like, bro, I can't believe she done this to me. Bro, believe it. A girl will do it to you and another one will do it again, bro.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You just got to guard yourself to the point where if you are going to be vulnerable, it's with someone that you actually trust and actually believe that has your best interests. Because not all girls are going to do you like that. The good one, you have to check her out and make sure. She might do you, but she might do you close-knitted, do you?
Right.
Like, with a very close friend that's not a big... Because I feel like girls know the pockets of friends that are dangerous with their mouths.
Right. Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
And the ones, most especially probably. When you're like... Your influencer or somebody who has status, you can't be with a loose mouth gal. She'll sink your ship. Loose lips sink ships, bro.
Every time.
And that will done your dance because she might be start exposing stuff that you shouldn't have said. Mm. And the only reason you said it is because you became too comfortable. I always tell men, do not become comfortable around any woman until she proves to you that loyalty right there is a proven track record. It's not once, it's not twice, it's about three times. Because the first time she might ride with you, second time she might ride with you, third time if she's a snake, you will see it. A majority of times we wait too long until we're burnt to the point where bloody in handcuffs, bro.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
We see it too late, innit?
So I'd say to any man, don't be the nice guy, because the nice guy always be the guy that is, he knows how to deal with a woman.
Yeah.
So a man who knows how to deal with a woman, he's not always, oh yeah, do everything.
Nah.
Like, there's some men that become feminine inside a relationship. They start washing the clothes. You know what I'm saying? Massaging the feet, ironing, hoovering up, washing plates, cooking food. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, but then the roles.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with
that. No.
As a man, I can do that all by myself.
Of course.
But if I'm living and I'm married with my wife, then she should be trying to take care of me, isn't that? Mm-hmm. I go out and slave on the roads and
provide and security and provision and all these things.
And I give you this money to pay everything.
Yeah.
All I ask is, can you do some of these things for me? If you're working and doing everything, then what is the need of having a woman? And I think a lot of women don't understand this. This is the reason why a lot of women will stay single forever.
And not get it, yep.
Because they don't understand. Taking care of a man is a standard.
It's standard.
Man shouldn't be arguing with their woman about, oh, you need to wash my clothes. You go wash your clothes yourself. You know what? I will.
Let me go to my flat. I will, and I can.
Let me go to my flat. Because when I'm in my flat, I do everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I never put nothing on you.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I want to have 10 gal in my flat, don't get mad.
Simple.
Do you see where I'm going with this? It's not give and not take. It's take and give.
Yeah, they have to.
We all have to give and take. You know what I'm saying? So...
they've got to realise that, man.
Yeah, man, that's done out, man. I feel sorry for guys that are being a good guy. I see guys right now being the good guys and the girls giving
a lot of good guys, well, most of them are simps, because even when shown direct examples of you get mugged off, they'll still, like, some men have got so much love for women, yeah. They don't, there are some men, believe it or not, that in 2022 don't believe women have flaws. Like they are so infatuated with women, yeah. They just pedestal pussy, so it's like, she can't do no wrong. And there's some man who spend their life giving it to women and they don't rate themselves. I'm like, huh?
Do you think that's like guys that are really needy?
I think guys who need to be, who feel the need to be loved and just like feel like they have to have a woman and aren't about their shit and doing that with their life, 100% going to invest too much into women. Because like, you ain't got because you have too much time, innit? And obviously, women are very powerful to a point where if they get inside the mind of a weak man, they'll have him doing things, mad things, bro. Like, it's almost like she becomes a shot caller. If the guy's really nice, and she, because people are really nice to get doormat treatment, right? Because when you know someone's going to do something, you start to use it in your advantage. Like, rah, like, so if I know that, if I ask him for money and drive me here and pick me up from work, if I know he's going to do it, why would I not exercise the options I have? Because he's just giving it to me.
Yeah.
Now, so like, more fool to the man, but it still pains me as a man seeing another man get violated, but he's giving it to her. And them man, you can't really chat to them man because they're so far gone, they're just going to live their life just chasing women. And by the time they do get it,
it's too late.
It's too late. And bro, it's...
they've rubbed up.
Yeah.
his confidence is gone.
Yep.
He's got a beer belly. Mm-hmm. He barely goes gym.
Gives up.
He's high blood pressure. Don's gotten blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
He's stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
He's a shell of a man. He has no friends.
Because he gave it all to a woman. And that's why a man needs to say, women, never chase women and you realize that your pockets will be fatter, your health will be better, and you'll be focused on your mission. Because
do you know that is actually a very good thing? And I feel like a lot of men need to stop being so needy to women. Like, and it always starts from the beginning. When they start off double texting, they start off over calling their phone, 5-3 missed calls. Bro, let me tell you something. If I call you once and you don't answer your phone, I ain't calling you again. You saw my missed call, call me back.
If it's your gal, I push for whatever reason, it might be too.
No, it depends if there's something that's happened that I need you.
Right, exactly.
Then I'm beat off.
Yeah, of course. Like, babe, like, put your phone. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, but I'll be honest, in a month, my girl can give me 2 minutes, like, she can. She's only allowed to not answer the phone like twice. If it gets to 3, it's a problem in the relationship.
Facts.
This is how I run. This is my boundaries. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
I don't play them games. And that's the only woman I take serious. The only woman I take serious is the woman that I can call at any time. Mm-hmm. Because you know what a lot of men do? They're with these women and they can't call them from like 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And the girl's like, I'm doing things.
Never in life. Damn your girl.
That's what? That's some fucking what are you doing through 9 to 1?
That's rotation, girl.
Every day.
No.
Oh, I come from work. I'm just unwinding. Yeah, unwind your blood clot out of my life.
In it, man.
About unwind. Why is a girl telling me she needs to unwind? Unwind
in
where?
In it.
Unwind over here. About you ain't answering the phone for all them hours. Like, I mean, you're going to make me look get anxiety, bro.
Trust me.
I'm a type of man, yeah? When I'm in a relationship, I proper feel like that woman is my everything.
Yeah? Of course.
So, like, if you're not answering the phone, I might be in a problem.
Something.
Why aren't you helping me? And you always said you'll always be there for me, but you're not there right now.
You know, that's so real, because that's exactly how a girl that I saw once made man feel when like I called her when man was going through something, like because I felt like she just because I was a man and she claimed to love me and she treated me like I was just a Donnie that she knew. Man just felt rage on the next level, you know. And for me, yeah, because I've been in a situation where a girl has literally left me. Like, broken out of me, left me, and done her own thing. Like, in my time of need, like, I'll never forgive that bitch, man.
Never.
Like, I'll never forgive her, man. Because it's like, and then the thing is, but you know what's mad, yeah? Before, I would have held anger and rage and blocked them. But you know what? These days, yeah, I've learned to forgive for myself rather than for them. But I used to have the mindset of, I'm not going to forgive her. And some days I was still working around hot. And I'm like, why am I hot about it for? Because I haven't forgiven her. So I'm still going to envy her. But she's good with her life and she's moving on and with whoever. But the moment I realised I accepted it and I was like, okay, cool, that's what you're doing. If that person was to then come back and go to contact, I could chat to them just normally, like, almost like, I'm so over it. I could actually talk to you normally. I'm never going to go back there. But me being able to forgive someone, I realised how powerful it is being able to do that, bro. And I was like, cool, you left man at his darkest. And that's what you do. And I don't like the idea when women say, I didn't want to leave you. You know, it was hard for me, but I did what? Nah, bro. Because when a man love, I don't know about some man, but I love hard because.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I find it like. Women say to me personally, or like in the past, yeah, they say, I will never leave you. I'll always be there for you because I love you. See that talk there? I don't even believe that. Mm-hmm. I think I've got so used to people saying stuff that they don't mean. Because I believe if you really say that, yeah, then it's through thick and thin.
Has to be.
And like, I think the only person that will do that for you is your mum. A woman loves you on a condition that you can provide or give her some sort of thing that she wants from you.
If not, you've done it.
Whether that's money, whether that's stability.
Time, emotions.
Whether that's staying at her house every night and becoming a bum.
Isn't it?
And never chasing your dreams. Isn't there's it? Some girls that will make you think that loving them is not chasing your dreams and that they become your everything. And you will know these women by the way they talk. Mm. These women, all they talk about is themselves.
Yep.
And every time you include something that you love, they go back to something that they love. They don't pay attention to anything that you're doing. They don't take interest into what you're doing. They're not involved in what you're doing. And like a lot of women here, they'll be like, oh, I can't take when you lot sit there and talk about women, yeah. A woman might say that about that, like, even us.
Of course.
If a woman was like in love with both of us, or you had your woman, I had my woman, and she's like, I don't like your podcast because all you do is talk about women, yeah, and your past experiences and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But that's funny, because how can you meet someone and they're on a path and then you don't like their path? Then you should have never even jumped on their path.
Of course.
You should have done your due diligence, mm-hmm, find out about them, and then made a decision. Instead of you jumped in and now you want to jump off. But then that just shows me that you're not a person of dignity or honor or longevity. And this is what a lot of men see from early, and they treat women accordingly. They treat women exactly how they're meant to treat them.
That's true.
So me personally, I don't know, man. I feel like the nice guy is just going to get violated and used, I'll be honest. I've seen him all the time. Like, he's paying rent for the house, but other men are creeping in the yard when he's at work, scheming at his woman.
The nice guy always get... Well, like I said, it is. The nice guy always... It's, I mean, you know, if some guys are nice, it's cool. And I don't feel like, well, like there should be a balance. But I think I said to be like, you know, women are going to use men to their benefit. And, you know, women will keep... It's mad because even when we watch movies, the women are always with the fucking drug lords or the that is interesting, the guy who just kills people and just... Bruv, like, even... Bruv, 007 isn't even a bad guy. But he's got an edge to him because, like, he's paid to hit people. But he always smokes the bad B on the opposing side. And he smokes the bad B, and then she'll tell him, you know what? Yeah, like, I don't like my boss. And then tell James Bond her boss's location, and we'll murk him. Women are fucked, you know? Ain't that bare proof? Bruv, ain't that proof in itself?
Aye.
A Bond villain... Because at first, yeah, like, the girl might all lock up Bond, yeah, and he's in some mad warehouse, and they'll be torturing him, yeah, but somehow he'll get out of it, yeah, see her next, some next place, go in a hotel on the 10th floor or something, smoke her.
He always beats the things in the hotels.
And the things are smoking, and he wakes up the next day, like, 6 in the morning, man just suits up, gets the fuck out of there, because he understands the mission. He understands, yeah, that was just a one night. It's never going to be more than this. And then that same girl, if he sees her in the enemy camp and he needs to burst her, he'll do it because he understands it was never that, bro. That's why James Bond is gangster. Because when it's business, because he understands he's an agent first. Yeah, so man never gets lost in woman. And when the woman could be desirable. And the thing is, after the night out, you always see him laying there in the morning with her, yeah? And he'll drop a bed quick, he'll suit up, and she'll be like, where are you going? Because he's like, it weren't that. He's so, and that's where, obviously I know it's a film, but I'm saying purpose and mission. When you got shit to do, a woman cannot hold you back, bro. You're so like, six every day, I've got to go. Then she'll always be there. But if man stayed in the bed and labeled this woman and caught feelings, he'd get murked quick. Like, he'd be done out here because he weren't about his shit. So I said, like, you know, like being nice, I guess being nice meaning kind-hearted or sort of affectionate to a woman, that's fine. But being nice without seeing that, women like a man with edge. Women like a man who's got something about him. Women like a man who can say no and put him in their place as much as they might deny it, yeah? Because the women who always say, I don't want this about a guy, yeah? Deep down, want that masculine man to really control her. Deep down, women who say, I don't like masculine men, crave one. When they sit and reflect and really look at life and think, I do need a man, you know? Like, when they really think about it, like, damn, like, I need a man, you know? But it's the projection of... independent and what, like, independent woman and what society's pushing them, having them believe that feminism is being so liberated and free that you don't need anyone. But age comes into it, biological clock, menopause clock, like, life starts to hit women differently to men, you know.
Facts.
And it's like, shit, I can't do what I did when I was 20. Men have no clock, fam.
None.
There's no clock. And that's why, think about it, cuz, yeah, the average age of a CEO is 55, yeah? Do you know men really start living after 40? Because you're so, like, at that point, you should be so refined. I know what I want. I know I'm going, and I know what I've got to get. That, at that point, every woman just gets brushed because you're so, like I'm here now. You might have a few kids already. You got your yard. So really, truly, you don't actually need a woman at all anymore in terms of just from what you're about to achieve. Now, a woman can help you achieve something, yeah? But I feel like when a man's on his path, he's going to achieve it anyway. It just might take him a bit longer. But he's going to get there anyway, innit? So that's why I say women got to be easy, you know, bro. Nice men, yeah. Nice men, you can take them for granted, but cuz, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. And that's why fucking shout out to fucking, what's his name? Shout out to Jordan, man. Because when he was telling that story, you know, and I speak to Jordan. Like, I think I speak to Jordan pretty much every day, and we're always saying, you know, don't listen to what women say. Like, do the opposite. And it sounds strange when women hear things that we're saying about them because they get really defensive. But me and Jordan figured out a long time ago, don't listen to what women say, yeah? Look at what they respond to.
Trust me. Wait. That's it.
that is the cook. That's the cookie in the jar, fam.
Yeah. Because the women really be like, oh, I want a soft man. I want a man like this. Get that guy and violate him. Then they get with the real guy.
The real hitters, man.
That's saying, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A girl said to me once, I never forget, she said, I need a man that's going to lead me and guide me. And like, I kept like deep in what she was saying, yeah? And you know, I come to the realization. She wanted a man to tell her what to do. Because she said that keeps her focused.
Yes.
Because she says, sometimes myself, I get easily influenced by my friends. Yeah. They'll be like, come out for the weekend. But she said, when she got a man, the man's like, you're not going.
Where you going?
And then she's like, all right, cool. And she wants to do it. She wants her man to put her in a place so that she can sit down.
So when her
friends say what she's doing, she's like, oh, my man, I'm with my man. I can't even really come out. And then the friend's like, what? You're abandoning us for the friend? And then she says, yes, I am.
I really am.
Yeah.
I'm here now. I'm here now, yeah.
Women want that.
Yes, facts.
We're the ones that are being so emasculated by the internet, by all of these stupid tools, that we forget that women actually look up to us as men.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking that we're lower than we're in some low state and we can't see nothing to women.
Nope.
Those women that have got their masculine traits that think they're higher than men, they're going to be single forever. Don't worry. They're going to die at 45. They're going to be with their two cats. Yeah, we don't worry about them. They're dead already. Yeah, they're dead. Mm-hmm. Probably going to turn lesbian soon.
Trust me.
But what I'm trying to say is, to the good women out there, they still want a guy that shows them, no, this ain't us running.
That's ooh, so I real.
Like that. I like
that's
that.
So real.
And she, bro, your girl will leave you for the guy that you would think, how?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? What does she see in him? Bro, he's moving way more aggy.
He's wavy with it as well, fam. He tells me no, and when he says no, like the bass and tone of his voice, he's not fucking around. And it's so fucked you said that, because there are women that will be with a guy who they deem as controlling, aggressive, and overbearing, yeah? But those three traits, when she says, I'm going to leave it, that guy was toxic. After about a month or two, she's like, I miss that energy around you. That guy gave me order. Like it was the
best. Yes!
I swear that they start thinking, fuck, man. Like, I called him toxic, but now he's not here, yeah? And no one's badding me up or pulling me up about things I shouldn't be doing, saying I ain't going out looking like that, saying I'm not going raving. She's like, fuck, I actually need that shit. I swear down, guys, women need it so bad. And it's only upon the guy leaving, and they might start talking to the next guy who's like, oh, yeah, babe, you can do what you want. She's like, no, like, this don't work for me. This doesn't work for me.
And he's probably that good guy thinking, what?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
I'm everything for you, girl.
No.
She don't want that. And a lot of us don't understand, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Some girls, their whole life has been conflict and toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
To come into that life now and bring order, stability,
it's crazy.
And cleanness, she's not going to understand
it. It's mad.
She's going to think you're a prick.
Trust me.
So if you're going to go for a woman like that, you need to make sure you're going for a woman that fully understands the whole game.
Give it time. Bro, give it time. Every woman that... Trust me, the women that say about like men are toxic and they're mad possessive, they realize that that's the man they want, because he brought so much stability to her life. And when a woman hasn't had a real masculine man come into her frame, she realized, oh my days, like I haven't even got to think anymore. Like, this guy's doing the thinking for me. He's logical, he's smart, he's strong. Bro, I swear to God, yeah, I remember I was seeing some girl, yeah, and I was talking to her and she's like, oh, I'll normally go carnival every year. I was like, whoa. Well, you ain't going this year. Because I'm like, you was going because you were single. Calm. But I said, you're not single no more. I don't do couple therapy. And I mean, you ain't going kind of way. It's not a turn up thing for me, yeah. I was trying to drill home this point to her. She didn't really get it, yeah, at the time. She was like, it's a dance. But she was like, okay, cool, I won't go. Initially, she felt bad because she always went. Check this now. Upon her not going, a few days later, she's like, oh, hardly no one went. And I was like, why? Because she goes, oh, because most of them like got mans. I was like, bing bong. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, she didn't even realize that. She realized that me saying that, I said, the only girl who are going carnival like that and turning up and go over a year single are single women.
Or girl like this promiscuous girl.
So I said, like, if there were six of you and had it all coupled up, she goes, oh, none of them went, you know? I'm like, of course they're not going to go, because women don't want to be out there doing that. They want to get picked up by a real one.
Yeah, cool.
So stop capping, stop doing this talking about masculine and toxic is not the way forward, because women don't respect nice guys. And you know what? And them fucking dumb nice guys, yeah, who aid women and talk to them as if they can do no wrong, yeah, and really like treat them like they're just queens and are perfect, yeah. Them man are like friend zone niggas, fam. Them man catch no ratings, fam. And I think I hate men who think that if they talk to a girl on a sweet one and do what she says, yeah, I hate
men who think they're going to get ratings and get in a nanny. I hate men like that. I'm like, she doesn't rate you, but he'll feel like he's rated because she'll be like, yeah, babe, you understand me, you're nice to me, and he'll think he's progressing. While the guys you call toxic, yeah, he's one, he's going to message at 9 o'clock saying, come over, and you're going to dig her out. Yeah. And then that nice guy going to message her, like, oh, saying, like, oh, good night, talk tomorrow, while she's getting slapped. Yeah, I'm telling
girls
you.
Girls would tell you, girls would tell you that guy was toxic, he was a narcissist, he was controlling, he was this, he was that.
Yeah.
That's who she loves.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was watching this topic today. Yeah, someone, I think it was on Officially Urban. Big up Officially Urban.
Shout out to Urban.
They posted a video when it says, a man that leaves an imprint on a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Be wary of that woman that a man's left an imprint on, because no matter what you do, the other guy's always got. Now, let me tell you a real life story.
Go on.
There was a girl. A beautiful girl. Yeah, beautiful, nice. Me and her clicked, got along, smashing, living our lives. But one day we're sitting down, laying on my chest, and then she's like, yeah, man. I was like, what happened with your ex? Like, you know me, I always, like, once in a blue moon, yeah, I always ask, like, little questions to see what they say to me, how they talk. She's like, oh, my ex, man, he met my family, man. I'm so pissed, man, that I let him meet my family.
Okay. She's pissed you let him meet her. Why would you be pissed that you let meet your family?
Then she went into some long rant about him. So I'm sitting there now, and I'm like, okay. And she's like, yeah. She even went a step beyond to show me pictures.
Of him.
She even showed me his profile, showed me everything, showed me DMs. Oh, he's been trying to get at me, but I've been blocked him because he done this, that, and the other, yeah? And she told me the whole story, and the story sounded like they had unfinished business. That's what it sounded like to me.
More times than not, they do, yeah.
And then, like, I made him meet my family, all of this, all of that. And he used to make me drive his car. And then, like, you know, the more she's speaking, yeah,
he was like,
the more I'm realizing she's still in love with this guy.
Mm.
What we're doing right here is a distraction.
Yes.
It's what we do as men when we're still in love.
Facts.
After we just get heartbroken.
Trust me.
We'll smash another thing.
And be like,
but in the back of our mind, we'll be thinking, I miss her, man.
This ain't
so
it,
innit?
It's not it. Man.
I wish she was here with me. She was doing that to me.
Yeah,
so I've clocked it, and I'm like, raw, you know what?
There's no more.
Then I started to see she was doing shit to make me cut her off. You know, girls are very good at this, and never ever get this twisted, what I see. A girl, once she learns you, and she learns you've got boundaries, she will do things to disrespect your boundaries because she knows that you'll cut her off.
Okay, yeah.
She was acting like she was as savage as me. But I realized what happened. He broke her heart so hard that she couldn't even fathom love again.
Right.
So me coming there, I was literally just the guy that was just taking up some time.
Filling the gap.
Until my man deals with whatever
he's doing. Yeah, and came
back. Like, remember that Drake song? Water came back for you.
I just needed time to do what I had to do.
All in your life, I can't let it go. Wherever it's right. That was exactly what happened with her.
Fuck.
So me being there, and she was so beautiful, so sexy. I would have thought, bro, like, just to how beautiful and sexy she was, I was mesmerized at how beautiful and sexy she was. Because I've had things before, but she was A1, like, on a very high level. So in my mind, I'm like, rah, man, I can't really let her go, this beautiful browning. Like, she's a beautiful browning. But then guess what now? She's doing everything that's making me say, you're beautiful,
but
your head's not good.
It's still with him. The other guy.
So now I'm like, raw, all right, cool. That's imprint. That's called an imprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, when I've clocked it now and I've deeped it, I've lost all feelings
done,
for her.
Yeah,
I don't want to even know her anymore. And she's thinking, why am I acting like this? I'm like, bro, I just want to get out.
Yeah.
So when she's like, oh, I'll come around for dinner. I'm like,
There's no point. Yeah.
Because I already know that everything you're doing for me, you done for him.
Right.
And you want to do for him, but he's not with you because he's got better other things.
Yeah.
And he's probably got a thing that's sexier than you because
a
man always upgrades, isn't it?
Yep.
So if he's had an A1 thing, he's going to probably get an A1 thing that's probably doing everything for him and got everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting here telling me about all the bullshit you had for him and how you miss him and all this. And
damn, son.
And when I looked in her eyes, I saw the pain in her eyes.
Transparent.
Like, yeah. You know, when you look in a girl's eyes, you're thinking, are you really doing this while I'm in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
But you know me, I'm bro, no heart, player. Stay true to the game. I'm looking at thinking, I know what it is. I'm playing the game accordingly.
Why not?
And it was what it was. But it just made me realise that if a woman's left with an imprint of her ex of another man,
very dangerous.
That man has over... He could...
Forever. Not forever.
And you know what she said? She even told me a story. Forever. And this is what girls, you be snitching on yourself a lot of times.
They can't help
what she
it.
Said, you know what the story was? Well, I see. You would laugh if I tell you the story. Mm. She said she was with another guy. Wow. She's with another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that guy called her. She left
the
new guy that she was with,
right,
and went back to the ex.
Yeah, standard. That's standard.
Like straight away.
Yeah, standard.
No talking.
Yeah, that's
and
standard.
Then she told the other guy, I'm sorry, but I had to go back to my ex. So I was thinking, if he's got that much control, I could be with her. He could just say, yo, where are you? I'm pulling up at your house. And she'd be like, yeah, you can't come around today. And she smashed the crap out of him and then come back to him. No.
That's happened
to me,
though.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
That's happened to me. What? And that's happened to me is in, I know that if a girl you're seeing suddenly goes, the ex just hit her up and was like, yo, let's be, especially if they got kids together. Nah, she was never yours, bro. But then I wonder if, well, maybe the guy don't care, but I wonder if any of the guys who left the imprint or the baby fathers or whoever, I wonder if they know the girl was out there just hoeing until they was ready to take him back, boy. Imagine that, like, so you broke up with a girl for like 6 months and she was out there running through bare niggas. So she was always yours mentally, but she had to get off in the meantime. So I wonder if that man, even, I don't know.
And you know what? That's actually a really good topic, you know, because you know what? I'm going to talk about this as well, yeah? Girls that you're beating, but they take constant breaks from you. So it's like,
never, man.
you know, this is the funniest one.
It's obvious, so look, man.
A girl you're beating, yeah? But then she cuts you off.
Yep.
And then in about a month or 3 weeks later, she calls you back. Well, I'll go on
randomly. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah.
What did she do? What did she do?
Fam, I'm saying, like, she's either come out of an argument or like the guy who she's with, like the guy through some turbulence, fam, and she's gonna just hit you. But it's not real because, fam, like I've had girls say, yep. What, like, what's the day today? Yeah, I've had girls say, yeah, I'm gonna come meet you Saturday. Like, and send my news and come. Then Saturday come, nothing. No contact. And I haven't reached out because I know that, bear in mind, these girls have already smashed beforehand. Yeah? So that's how you know it's techie. When you've already smashed a girl and then she's ghosted on you, that's how you know another nigga's got her, boy. Because you figure, raw, I'd understand if she got cold feet or just went on it, yeah, a brand new game. But if you already smoked a girl and she goes, I'll meet you, and then just ghosts on you. Fam, it's happened before. And it's usually women with kids. I'm not going to lie to you, in my experience, yeah. It's normally women with kids, fam. Normally. Because, bro, you know what? If a woman's been with a guy for all 10, 15 years, she's actually finished.
Why?
No, she's finished, bro. She can't ever move. She's finished, bro. If a girl told you, I was in a relationship from 20 to 35, yeah? And now I finally moved on. I finally moved on. I've got to do me. She's done out here, bro. She has no market value. Her pussy's ran. Her mind is...
What, her
pussy's break. Her mind is... broken, her pussy's break. Do you think a woman can invest 10, 15 years to a man and ever get over him? It's impossible, cuz. Yeah? That girl, that bitch who flakes me, her baby dad always had her crutches. And that's how I say about man learning game. When this girl was talking to me, she always complained about her daughter's ex. Oh, he never sees them. He don't take them out as much. He don't send... You don't send money. Oh, he used to hit me. I'm thinking, at the time I was thinking, oh, fuck that nigga. Little did I realize, a bit time after that, I was like, man, this guy had it the whole time, man. Just one call. And you know the kind of girls where, she was the kind of girl where she was like, oh, she's the kind of girl where she'll come and see me, yeah, and say, oh, yeah, my baby dad's at my house, like, looking after our youth. And I'm just like, man's in the yard where they created the ute, and she's out smoking me, and the whole time I was like, man, women are fucked, man, and that's why I think it's a bit deep when we say women can't have sex and don't feel nothing. I think the only women who can do that are the women who are still in love with a guy and are literally fucking just to ease the pain, boy. Because we all know a woman, when she has a heartbreak, boy, she turns into her next demon, fam. But yeah, I said, man, yeah, you know what? Maybe the man them just don't care.
What do you mean?
Like, so I mean, if I'm the guy that she's in love with, and I said fuck her, maybe I'm smoking so much things myself, I don't even care if she's doing the madness. Mm.
But when she comes back to me, and it's like, it's almost like we're so locked into this thing together, there's no point in me asking about you because you probably asking about me and we don't really care like that. You know what I mean? Some people are so inseparable, yeah. I swear to God.
But you know, that's real. That's
I'm
real,
telling you, man.
That's real.
I'm telling you, man. That's real. It happens a lot.
That's real.
It happens
that's
a lot, bro.
Because you don't want them to say, bro, what are you doing? Because you're going to, if you have to be truthful at that point, it's going to be a madness. And if she has to be truthful, it's going to be a madness. But you know what? I generally do believe, though, yeah? I generally do believe, yeah? I don't think a man can generally, and this is you gave me this, can generally believe you've gone out there and been getting smoked. Especially when he knows the type of freak that girl is.
Even worse.
There's some girls, yeah? Even worse. Bro, you know their freak is different. Like, they just want to brain you anywhere.
Yeah.
Like anywhere.
Oh man, that hurts.
I'm talking
soul,
about
bro.
Like anywhere she wants to bring. So girls
soul,
like
bro.
That, yeah, you know, I've left you for 2 months. Now she's gonna hit you with the, you think I really care about, look, this is the, they say the same thing. You think my whole life revolves around men?
Yeah,
do you think I can't go without it? I'm not like you. And you're looking at her thinking, you can't even be in the same room as me without trying to like
rip my clothes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So What makes me so special than everyone else?
And I'm not.
When I'm just a dark-skinned chocolate guy. There's bare dark-skinned chocolate handsome killers out there. Like, man, I know I'm special to me. But
of course, but outside
to
of
you,
us, yeah.
You, I'm just the same guy, bro. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just a...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Same guy. That's why you treated me like this. Because I believe, generally, if a woman loves you, she can't leave you. And what I mean by that is, she can't picture someone else smashing. So even if you're not with her, she'll still call you and be like, yeah, I want that D, nah, I want that D
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
come give me that D now. Like, that means that she can't, she doesn't want to, she wants to move on, but she doesn't want to go and get her body count.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
Body
she
count,
doesn't.
She don't want to get up.
No, she
so
doesn't.
She's trying to satisfy her desires and she's keeping it stepping. I respect a woman to a certain extent for that because she's not piling up bodies, because by the end of the year she got 20 bodies and you're taking her back. She's like, oh, I'm not gonna lie, I only slept with one guy.
Nah,
one guy
never.
Bro, you go through the phone book, you see Harry and she's like, yeah, you made me go savage mode.
Yep.
And then you know you start speaking to her, she's like, I'm not gonna lie, man, after we broke up, yeah, I kind of went through
a madness
patch. I went through like a depression stage. When a girl tells you she's going through a depression stage, you know what that really means? I'm getting dicked down by bear man and I hate myself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I hate myself
the money,
for
man.
The hole that I have become. Mm-hmm. That's what their depression is. Because the guys that were smoking me, I can tell it was only sexual. But you actually cared for
me.
I can tell that you actually cared for me.
Yep.
Girls, if a girl's quick to cut you off, it's because she got many options. But a girl that has many options is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because the more bodies that you count and the more love and emotions that she builds with other men, the harder it becomes for her to settle down in the future.
Too much mind
because
going
she
on.
Keeps thinking about that guy.
Yeah,
this guy,
too much
like, he was
comparing.
Like, he had a nice car. He had a bigger yard. He had a big dick. He had a small dick.
Yeah, comparing.
He had a
too
nice
much.
Watch. This guy was more successful. This guy's got clout. I love his page.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Comparisons are too much.
Too much. Because she's gone through too much.
Yeah, it can't work.
She hasn't been through a lot. A lot's been through her. Don't let these guys let these girls finesse, man.
Isn't it?
I've been through a lot. No, a lot's been through you. We know.
So what would you say, like, maybe, okay, let's say a girl's in love with you, or really loved you, whatever, and let's say she broke things off today, for example, then, because you were too toxic, whatever, and then maybe, like, I don't know, a month or two later, she hits you, she's like, you know, like I'm sorry, where things didn't work out, and you're thinking, oh, it's whatever, like, at this point, you're over it, she goes, I hit you, I'm sorry, whatever, and then, like, by the second month of leaving you, she's like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to lie, like, I really miss you, or, like, I've been thinking about you today, yeah? Do you feel like for women to sort of, if the woman said she loved you and 2 months have gone by where, bear in mind, like, she's left you, by the way, and 2 months have gone by and then she's like, oh, I really miss you.
we're tearing. I'm thinking, it's very rare for me to think she's been just sitting at yard and reflecting and maybe going back to her daily life and just thinking, I fuck that guy. Because I think 9 out of 10 times, if a woman's going to contact you 2 months after you broke up, yeah, more times than not, it's going to be because the other option didn't work out, or she was seeing a guy and they weren't feeling it.
6 months.
Yeah.
Bro, I say this to every man. And this is when great restraint comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't message her first.
You mean after the breakup?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bro, you could be lonely. Bro, go watch an episode of Up in the Air.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Go watch an episode of Up in the Air.
Trust me.
Yeah, or go on a TikTok live and just listen to people chatting rubbish. Do whatever you got. Do 100 press-ups. Do 500 sit-ups.
Get other girl. Anything.
Go watch New Jack City. I'm saying, if there's no girl, just
do
something. But do not message her.
The power shift is gone, boy.
And the reason why I say that is because, bro, that relationship's not going to last long with her. Because, like I said, a broken woman is always going to be a broken woman. Mm. Catching bodies, she's going to think, I've got power. I don't let no woman believe she's got power over me.
Mm-hmm.
The only power that you have is over yourself and your self-restraint. The same way I have it as well. But it might be 2 months. It might be 3 months. It might be 4 months. But all the other options, when they become exhausted, her mind reflects on life and then she starts to reflect on you.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes people think, oh, I'm the special man because she hit you up. Bro, she hit up about 3-4 other men.
Trust me.
They never answered.
Trust me.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
You the fool. So be a man, self-restraint, and don't message her first. Because this is where a lot of men go wrong. Yeah. So if she's messaged you after 2 months, it's because every other option has been exhausted.
Yeah.
Them guys that she was, maybe not even sex. Some
maybe not.
It could just be like, she just chatting to me.
Yeah, true.
And then
true.
It just flopped. Mm-hmm. He really showed, took her in 4 or 5 dates. And then she saw that he was no better than you.
And
she's doing the comparing to him. Like, oh, yeah, he's not like that. He's not like that.
It's true. Like, sometimes it ain't even the sex. But yeah, it's just talking.
No, but now that's exhausted now. He's gone. He's gone. Like, oh, this is long. And she's like, dead. Oh, this is long. Now she's thinking, I can't. There's some women that actually can't be alone, do you know that? They play the monkey bar trick non-stop. Yeah. So they're holding on to you while they're grabbing onto another guy.
Trust me.
And then by the time they get rid of you, they grab onto the other guy and then they keep doing it, the monkey bar trick. And they're just swinging for years between men. And those men are simps and suckers because some of us can see when a girl's stuck on another man. He's got an imprint on her.
Trust me.
And she's been hurt. When a woman tells you she's been hurt, don't always take it lightly, bro. Ask her, have you done therapy? And that's why Kevin Samuels used to ask women, have you done therapy? No. And I used to think, why is he always asking y'all about therapy? Because if you ain't healed properly, you're going to bring all them demons and them baggages into this relationship and damage me. Mm. And I'm healed. I'm a good guy. Mm. How much times have you been with a woman and you've come out on the other end worse?
Trust me.
Who's got time for that again? Mm. To put so much emotions and feelings into a situation that is going to be detrimental to me. So if a girl hollers at me 2 months, 3 months after the relationship, I don't really want to know. Mm. The only reason why I'm responding is because I just want to know if you're alive or not.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
That's the thing. See, it's funny you said that. So if a girl broke out of you and 2 months later, I was talking about the whole forgiveness thing. So if you forgive that, you've generally been like, you know, you keep going work, you keep trying to upgrade yourself, you know, you're studying, you've got podcasts, like you're actively doing things. When it pops up, you're actually so over it that you've got no problem responding, but not a desperate response. So as in, if it's been 2 months and your girl says, oh, hey, how you been? You're like, yeah, I'm good, man. How are you? Like, because you're generally over it. Yeah. So like, there's no animosity, there's no hate. You're fully healed from it. So you're not talking to her any type of side talking.
But here's the worst, what I see, her way of interpreting that is that, oh, I've got a lot of things that I want to say. But you're over it, but she's not. So sometimes they come back to vent what they really wanted to say.
Trust me.
They caught them bodies, they done whatever they needed to do. Money, and that was like the physical side of it. Now the spiritual and the mental side needs to be fixed. And the only way to do that is by having this conversation with you.
On the money.
So
you're on the fucking money.
So for me personally, I don't really need to have that conversation with you if it's going to go that deep. I don't need you to tell me, oh, 10 years or 3 months ago, I was going through a lot. I don't really need to hear that. I'm over it. I'm done. How's life? Is it good? No problem. Enjoy your life. Take care.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Say, but a guy, so I'm saying, so like, she goes, oh, hey, how are you? You're like, you know, yeah, I'm good. How are you? She goes, yeah, I could, whatever. She goes, I've been going at work. And he's like, oh, I'm like, you know, like, good to hear. Like, you know, like, hope things continue to be well. And do you? And then you just stop talking. That's perfectly fine. But there are some guys
that will jump at the message and, oh my God, and be like, yeah, I miss you too. Then it's ruined. Yeah. It's just finished. If a girl locks you off, message you 2 months later, then you're like, oh my God, I miss you. As in, you know, like, you know, it's been so hard without you. She's thinking, damn, like maybe I shouldn't have missed this nigga because like he still needed after 2 months and I locked him. Who, like, as in, like, isn't he about shit?
Some girls want to know that they can get you, but they don't want you.
Yeah.
So a lot of men don't understand this. Mm-hmm. And this is perfect advice for all of us men. Out there. Some women want to know that I can get you, but I don't want you. Mm-hmm. It's more of an ego thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I come into your life and disrupt it, whatever you got going on. Mm-hmm. And then you give me all your energy and then I'll just leave you. Because I didn't really want you. I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Facts.
There's some men, even men do this. I've done this before and it's one of my worst toxic traits. Go on. I'll break up with a girl and 6 months later or a year later, I'll holler at her.
Just randomly.
And I'll be like, yo, Wagwan. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, what are you saying? How you been? Have a long conversation with her, blending. And then all I'm trying to do is see if I can get her back. Once I get her back, I don't even want her.
It's true.
I never wanted her. I just wanted to, like, just to see if I could get her. Now, do you think there's women out there that don't do the same?
Of course they do. But
the deep thing about women is they come and they interrupt the whole pattern that you got. You can have a whole new missus and she's so loyal, she's so faithful, she's so real, she's helping with your accounts, you're helping with your life, helping with your mortgage, helping everything. And you'll dash that away for some no good pussy gal that can't even do nothing but run you crutches.
Trust me. Yeah, it's the same. It's a damn shame.
But sometimes us men get finessed by these women, and that's why I said men learn self-restraint to not go back. And you know what you have to have? I'll be honest with you. You've got to be able to walk away from any woman at any situation.
Of course.
Like, I mean, immediately. Like, you know, remember Craig David, I'm walking away.
Straight.
You got to be able to do that.
But a man who's good looking, takes care of himself, is always going to have options. So if any man who's not struggling from women can move on even quicker than the average man. Because he's like, fuck it, wait, hold on a minute, wait, what? Does she not know who I am? Are you alright? Like, I can really just do this tomorrow. Like, it's not a thing. So I think, and that's why I was saying men having options are good. Because I'm not saying exercise them. I'm just saying, don't be fucked up out here over one woman. Like, get back on your shit and go out in the world. Because the guy will think, rah, you know, like these two good looking chocolate men, like, bare women want them. So that appeal is about you. So you'll never be without women. And when you know that, you should be able to move on quicker. You should be able to move on bare quicker if a woman like leaves you. But it's like we said before, when you put your all into a woman and you give her your whole life, when she leaves you, man, I fucked up out here. You think, oh my God, how am I going to be without you, man? You know, she was the one. Listen, man, because the mission is always more important than the gal, fam. You know what I mean? It's like, the gal is not the mission, fam. The goal for me is to take care of the ones I love, financial freedom, and just, you know, I mean, I've done this, everything. I've traveled the world, culture, life, everything, bro. Like, way more than just, like, this guy. Like, girl become the last thing you fucking start craving when you really get up. But then how would you handle, okay, so let's say, we've got on the discussion of type of not messaging first. So she's messaged you after 2 months. What she's done in those 2 months is irrelevant. Like, it's kind of to you. Now, how do you deal with a situation where you're over it, you've accepted it, and you've generally moved on from that space that you was in before when she cut you in maybe the first few days? It's been 2 months, and she goes, hey, how are you? You're like, yeah, I'm good. She's like, oh, okay. You're like, oh, okay, fine, whatever. And then a few days later, she's like, you know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. I fucking miss you. How does a man move then? That's mad, though, isn't it?
Now, it depends on how you... It depends where you are. And your situation.
You're over it now. But I'm saying, but that message of her saying, you know what, I'm gonna come out of it. I said, I just fucking miss you. That's taking you back a bit, because it's like a powerful line to say, isn't it?
So this is what I tell every man: sit back,
powerful,
and analyze. Don't respond off emotion. Think logically. Is this a situation that I want to go back into? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is this a place that I want to revisit?
Mm.
How do you bring benefit to my life? And since you've been gone, what in my life has gone down that out? I need you back in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Because majority of times, when a woman leaves you, you get your life so much back on track. Like, getting back with her diminishes your life.
Yeah, man.
So why do I need to bring that energy back into my life? If it's just about, like I said, a sexual pleasure, bro, and this is not pointless. Me, I'm not promoting this, but I'm saying you could go to a brothel to get that.
Quick.
And it, there's no emotional attachment to it. If it's just sex, if that's all it is, I'm saying there must be someone that in your phone book that will give you no strings attached and be as satisfied as you and happy that you're coming rounds without the emotional baggage that comes with that. So you have to, I say, when a woman texts that to you, take some time out to respond to it. Don't respond to it straight away. And I'm starting to learn that in life in general, people write mad messages under my comments section. You know? I want to fire back some disrespectful stuff. But you see, when I kick back and I proper think about the way to respond here, I always come with like a sick, sassy, gang, wavy, G'd up way of coming back. And I always think in my head, I'm so proud of myself. Because the way I was going on, it was just wrecky. Does that make sense? Mm. So that you have to take that same, take your emotion away from the situation.
Yeah, you have to.
Because what that's going to do is send you back to an emotional state. Oh, you know what? I think I miss her too. But that's your loneliness speaking.
Yeah, that's not like, that's real.
That's not logic.
Yeah,
no, it's not logic. That's your loneliness.
Yeah.
Because you probably missed having a companion where you can have regular sex. She cooks you food, rubs your back, feeds your ego. Come on. You know what I'm talking about.
And that's what fucks most men forget. I had it good, you know. But her saying that has tricked you out of your position because you were generally over it.
Yeah.
And now you're like, wait a minute. Do I miss her? But that's not real. Because before that text, you weren't even thinking about her.
Yes.
And that's the mind fuck, innit? So that's the mind fuck.
You've got to be strong to say to yourself, you've got to be super strong to say to yourself, you know what? Let me take some time out to respond to this. I promise you, YC, if you take out 8 hours or 9 hours to respond, you're going to think logically. Maybe you do want it or maybe you don't. But at least you've overthought it. Sometimes I miss you. I'm like, out of reaction, man, like, I miss you too.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And then it's up from there. She's like, so what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah,
then you're
nah,
like, shit, say this. You could be doing 100 things. You'd be like, all right, I've got like...
I can see you around 3 for a couple of hours. That's fucked. But remember, you know, a woman who left you are fucked up, yeah? Like, remember what we were talking about? The value increases when a man or woman is inaccessible. It's like, I really want them now. Fucking hell, it's hard, isn't it?
There's a law. It says, use abstinence to create respect and honor.
Just mad.
40 laws of power.
And so when you don't respond, so your girl's hit you, so your ex girl's hit you saying, I'm not going to lie, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to like come out and say it. I fucking missed you, yeah? And, you know, like, you've been, like, the last 2 days, I can't stop thinking about you, yeah?
Leave her in suspended terror.
But you don't say nothing, and then she says to you, "Do you know what? I'm sorry if I've said that. I don't want to cause isn't any rift. You might even be seeing someone. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I've just said that to you. So forget I even said it. And then you put, all right, cool, no worries. So you haven't responded to that. I miss you. She's just sort of like sabotage her own word because
now what's she gonna do? She's gonna write an essay after. This is why I don't fuck with you because you act like you don't have no emotions.
But then you
start getting abused.
Then
you respond with abuse. This is the reason why I don't fuck with you anymore.
Fam, that can never work to me. So then for me, when they go self sabotages, when she don't get respond to the, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, it's my bad. And you put, okay, that's fine. So you haven't actually. So your stance of position hasn't moved from when she said I miss you to I shouldn't have said it. So you're still neutral. For me, that's the best way to be. Just like, you haven't given her much, yeah? But I'm trying to say, a lot of men might be like, miss you too. Well, I'll come back tomorrow, I want to see you. But some man might say, I miss you too, and she might generally say, because as long as she's saying it first, you should have the power shift over her. Because a woman can't say, oh, I tricked you. It's like, well, no. That wouldn't make any sense, would it? Would you mean trick me?
You're sick, you're twisted.
Yeah, but then you're fucked up head. It's like okay, you won that weird battle, but now I'm really going to leave you because you're not right in the head. But then some man might say, I miss you too. Tomorrow she'll be like, well, you know what, after work I'm free. And the man will go there, clap cheeks the next day. But then the problem is, he's realised he's now got back into a situation that he wasn't actually thriving in. He's like, hold on a minute. I do miss the cooked food and fucking her, but now I got a lot of stress and drama back on my plate. When I was single, I was operating nice. I was doing what I want, flying all these places, not having any attachments. But now she's back in the picture, even though I kind of missed her, I realised that I was operating better when I was on my lonesome. But then man falls slave to crutches where if you had love for her and you spent time together, you went out together, she cooked for you, you had great sex, you start thinking of that. But then you got to start thinking, I've actually been better off since I left her.
100.
But then man would just think, I'm going to go around there and smoke it because like she got a good pussy. And then again...
But I told you that. That's what I said. if you take time to think about it, if it's only pum pum that you're looking for, there's brothels that offer that.
Or just have a girl in general. Just have a girl.
I'm just saying, if you don't want no attachments and you don't want to have no thingy, you can go to a brothel. Mm-hmm. The worst thing a man can do is put himself back into a situation that was never healthy for him.
Or her.
And think the outcome's going to change. Mm-hmm. I believe insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking different results. If me and a girl's broken up 6 times in a year, bro, she's not the girl for me. Because we shouldn't have broken up once. We should have had an argument, a tiff, sorted it out, and got back together. The fact that she feels comfortable cutting me off means that she doesn't value me. And when someone doesn't value you, you have to use absence to create that value.
You have to.
It's the same way Yeezy sells his trainers, bro. Because they're so rare and so hard to get.
Limited edition,
they would have expensive. But if they were easy to get in every single store, they would have no value. So you have to use that concept when you're with a partner. You use absence to create honor and respect. It gives you aura of mysterious. Don't you remember? Mysterious girl. We love things that's mysterious.
Yeah, we do.
But women love that even more. Women love a book that they think they know, but then when they turn the page, they're like, oh my God, it's blank.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
That's what they love. Mm. But you giving her everything makes you lose the mysterious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now you're just any guy to her. And she's going to treat you in that way. And that's why a lot of men fell. And that's why I said, you've got to be able to detach your emotions from this situation and look at it from the outside in and say, what's she really? And sometimes even call bro and say, yo.
Yeah, so what do you think I should do?
Yeah. Because bro might give you the coldest advice. Dust that bitch off.
Straight.
And you might be like, fuck it, yeah, for real. And that's why I said man them need to start. That's why our podcast is perfect. Because we give man that advice. Women will hate this advice. You think they will love this advice?
Never.
We're toxic. We're evil. We're bad, man. We're bad guys.
Misogynist.
Because we're giving guys game that when they go and use it, they actually learn the dynamics of a relationship. Young boys are coming up to me in the street. And this is on the internet, so cap. Internet makes you feel like you've got all these enemies and people don't like you. Bro,
when and where?
I'm telling you, guys come up to me and say, bro, what you're doing,
trust me,
you're saving the community.
Fucking man them.
You're saving us, bro. I didn't know just nothing
bare
about women.
Bare bars for day. Free game. Free, no subscription fee. Just bare bars. Pure game. Free, unsolicited, unlicensed professional help. My man just come for the trenches to give it to raw. This is what it is, bro. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if I'm right, I'm right. But I'm telling you, this happened to me. So just be wary. If that situation comes up, just know what I'm saying is real. Like, I ain't saying hang on my every word, but man's talking from experience, and you know I'm like middle-aged man now, so I'm not like a young G. You think, bro, I know women, you know what I mean? And it's, you know what, bro? It's, I said sometimes you might have to call bro and say, bro, what should I do? Dust her because she's moving mad.
Yeah.
But see, but the problem is, like I said, the man who doesn't budge and doesn't give her what she wanted initially, so the man who doesn't say I miss you back, the man who doesn't say I've been thinking about you too. He's got a very strong hold of the situation. Can I actually just hover in there? You know what's fucked? A girl you used to date who messaged you, says I miss you and shit, that you don't say it back. She might then be like, oh, you know what? I didn't get the response I was hoping for, and then go back to messaging the other guy. It's fucked. She might think, you know what? My ex didn't move how I thought he'd move. He didn't tell me he loved me back. He didn't tell me that I've been thinking about him too. So I'm gonna start messaging Marcus again. I'm going to start messaging Trevor again. So then it's like, boy, it's I think, but it all goes back to women realizing when they have a good man, but they don't say it, because men come out all the time and say I had a good woman and I blew it. Men say that all the time. How many women have you really seen come to social media and say I lost a good man, damn sis, I blew it?
No, never say that.
I've never heard a woman say that ever.
Do you know why?
I've never heard a woman say that.
Women generally believe that. When they break up with a man, it's always the man's fault.
Yeah, that's just a damn shame.
She never done anything wrong in that situation. It was always the man's fault. And that's the lack of accountability on some women.
Horrible.
Is so disgusting that men are waking up to say, you know what? I wasn't actually the bad guy. They come to our page, see it, and be like, oh yeah, I relate to that.
Trust me.
Because they see from the man's point of view for once. But then we got people like the internet, and I'll say this real, that they don't want to hear this message. That's why they're trying to block
us. It's too strong.
They're trying to block us. They took my Instagram away from me for 3 days.
Fam, even today, like my TikTok got robbed. I can't actively post or do reply to messages for like the next 10 days. I'm like, bro, I've only got like 600 followers, and they're robbing me. I'm like, they're onto everyone now. Bro.
You can't post.
No, as in, like, I'm on, like, profile view only mode. It's fucked, fam. Yeah. Fuck, they tanked me, bro. They tanked the fuck out of my page, boy. I'm like, damn. For 10 days, they tanked me, cuz.
10 days?
And the worst thing is, the video said adult nudity. I'm like, come on, obviously I didn't fucking post nudes. I was like, I was speaking about how you fuck a fluffy thing. But to say adult nudity.
But have you appealed it, though?
I did, fam. Like, fucking, they fucking tanked, man, fam.
No, but have they responded to your appeal yet?
Fam, I appealed hours ago.
Because I've appealed something. They done me dirty as well. I think they're watching us, and I genuinely believe that they don't like us.
Done, fam.
Just make a second account.
No, no video removed. Nah, man. Like, the appeal didn't work, fam.
Oh, they said.
And the thing is, and they don't like I said, but there are bare people getting robbed that have 1,000 followers, 200 followers. It isn't the followers, bro. It's the messages you're putting on your page. You can have 10 followers and put out a cryptic message about women and they'll rob you. The followers don't matter no more, bro. It's your content. You understand? So, you know, it's fucked. So what society is trying to do is make man just put pure positive videos about women out. So, bro, if me and you went PC tomorrow and started loving and cherishing women and said, you know what, we're changing the narrative, we're using the platform to love women, we'll have 1 million subscribers in about a week. Well, we'll have like 500 to 1 million subscribers on our page a week.
We should do a social experiment on that.
I guarantee you, if we start releasing nothing but the way we go hard at women, fam, when Black Girl Magic comes out, if we socially turn the page from that moment on and started a whole new trend of saying we love Black women and everything we do is target them, we would blow the fucking, we would burst the scene.
Nah, ridiculous. Black women will still hate us.
No. After that Black Girl Magic thing, they won't. No, it's impossible. It can't. Trust me, bro. But I'd rather die standing for something, yeah, than like live a coward or just conforming. Fuck that, bro. I'd die for something, man.
What did you think about Takeoff's death, man?
It was random, still completely random. But apparently, it wasn't even it wasn't like for him or nothing.
That upset me, man.
I was like, it was a good year, you know. Like, man, never got no one's way.
You know, yeah, you never heard Takeoff having no beef.
But it was wrong time, wrong place, man.
You don't even talk like from what I hear in his songs, he's really not even that bad, like.
No, but it wasn't a targeted hit. I think if shot went off and it just happened to get hit. He wasn't like, oh, someone came
shot twice in the head, though, bro.
You know what I'm saying, but it wasn't like. There he is, like, you know what I mean? Like, he owes us. It weren't really like that. So it could. I think what did he say? Was it not a dice game? I don't know. Something happened. I don't want to misquote it, but it wasn't like a situation. There's ops. It's over. It weren't like that, bro. And Quavo was right there. Quavo was just. He was like, I remember seeing a video. It was like he was just saying, "Someone please help!" But he knew he was dead, innit? And it was just. So it wasn't like, because it was in a shopping. There was in a shopping. The shopping mall, there's bare enough people there.
Yeah, bare people.
So it wasn't like, it's something, it wasn't like in a hood, or it wasn't like a bait play. It was like, they went bowling. Yeah, no, it was, so I'm saying it wasn't not like that, but it was sad because it's like, what do they say? The good die young, innit? Mm. I guess I must be not eligible for that, because, swear down.
Yeah, condolences to Takeoff, man, and his family for dying.
All of them.
Yeah, man, big him up as well.
A lot
man.
Of them, because there are people doing fucked up madness who are, like, going strong, living their best at 50, just thinking, committed, like, mass murders and still just nice with it. Yeah. And the manager in the sector, he was a good youth guy in union. Man, isn't it? Yeah. Life is like, there's no, like, and every, so that's why they say every time you leave your house and you make it back home, whether it's God, Allah, whoever, you just say, thanks, man. You know what I mean? So the whole saying give thanks is just a bit like, for just a little thing, I made it home. Because like when you start dissecting life on a simple level, yeah, I was able to leave my house and come back to my kids. It's a blessing, bro.
Big blessing.
I swear down. But obviously, man don't want to leave like the yard with such deep thoughts about the day, because I might just want to go JD or sad. I'm not thinking I'm going to make it home, because then I'll start moving bare. Like, who's asking me? That's a bit mad. But when you think of this, the saying give thanks is just being able to eat, bro. Going back home.
Facts.
Something, or just making it home. It's mad, because I've never left my house, I think, in my last day. I've never ever thought that in my life. If it was, whatever. Because thinking that, I don't want to manifest that, I put it in the air. Mm. And I'm sure Takeoff weren't thinking, oh, it's my last day. Why would you think that? Mm. So I think, but everyone's got a date. So I guess it really doesn't actually matter when. But I feel like you would try and live in a more a more safe way. But then you might be just walking at home and slipping past your head. There's no real safe zone, innit?
Yeah, it's mad,
innit? It could be slipping past your head. Or
yeah, I feel like that's death doesn't have a time, age, discrimination. It just comes when it comes.
It's come, but...
And then that's it, you're gone. So.
Unless it's like you was in the hospital, you died of cancer, and like you died of cancer or you had a bad disease where it took... You would slowly die. That's a bit different to just...
But you still know you're dying, though.
No, I mean, but as opposed to hit by a car and like... As opposed to you... Sudden death is different to just... Yeah, so there's a sudden death, and then there's like, okay, you're going like this way, but then some people fucking, you know the old men and women in the hospital who's like 80, and they're so ill and they just pass in their sleep. There's bare way to go. So I think, but if you don't think about life like that, it's kind of irrelevant, isn't it? So so a man got two to the head. It ended immediately. There was no shit.
Yeah, that's what I said. He didn't feel pain.
There was no pain.
It went straight away.
I'd rather that.
He died immediately.
Yeah, so I'd rather that.
As soon as the bullet went through his brain, he was gone.
Yeah. So I'd rather that than be like stuck under an 18-wheeler truck and slowly like my body leaving because like it's crushing my body. I'd rather it to be rather than I'm under a truck and the man can't move in it or like or my legs fucking or I'm bleeding out from my leg because I'd rather it to be instant and there's no thought. But yeah, of course, shout out to him and his family. And obviously, I can't imagine anyone experiencing the suddenness as well, because imagine saying I'm going out bowling and getting a call. Yeah, your son's not here, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it weren't ops, it weren't gang, but
no.
I remember because they released a video, the four of them in the car, and they were going bowling, and then just tum-tum, and Quavo was in the video just bawling, fam. Of course you'd bawl, she's your brother, innit? Yeah. I think they just released an album, just them two.
Yeah.
They did it.
I think it's just meant to come out still.
Yeah, no, so it's already recorded, what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they haven't released it.
They released it, and it's weird because they was on Drink Champs, I think, but then this was the album without, not Takeoff, what's his name?
Offset, yeah.
Because it's funny, just off topic, it's funny how he got a woman, kids, and just there's no group. But see how women are. There was no more Migos. When Cardi B came, initially he was still with Migos. He got married and that, no more Migos, fam, I'm gone.
But I think there was something that happened that made it like that.
No, but I'm saying, but that was the...
But you see how being with your wife and kids at home sometimes keeps
can say, yeah, man, it's...
Because if that was Offset there, he could have been the one that got the headshot.
But his life is so much on like a different plane now.
Yeah.
He's doing father things. So he's never around. Mm. And he he's not around the man them. So he might come back in the hood and like drop a bag off, but he's not staying there. Mm. You know, fam, love you, head the bag and gone. So it's like the married life can save some man, you know.
That's what I said. Married life's got its benefits. That's one of it right there.
Just like, you know what, like, man ain't hit the club in 6 months, but I'm hearing that there's a fight going on. I was in yard, like, bathing my ute.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in the clubs no more. Yeah. So, I think marriage can save you, bro.
It does, doesn't it?
It
does, 100%.
Like, what they call, like as in a home, just that base to go back to.
Yeah.
No matter where I am.
And it just gives you things to do other than be out doing stupid stuff. Like the kids need nappies, or my son's not ill.
School runs.
I'm out of the way. So if things are going to happen to me, it's literally sudden death. Like I got licked by a car.
Yeah.
And like I'm in the air.
Yeah.
No one could have prevented that. But I'm not in a situation where guys could have guns on them. And then a dumb petty argument could turn into me getting shot in the head twice, bro. Because that's a mad way, you know.
And there's no, like I said, but if you was, but you know, yeah, people who are, but, you know what, I'm not going to lie, generally family mans usually end up living a very long, healthy life. I mean, like, family men, like, maybe you got wife and kids, whatever, yeah? Normally, my dad's 75, and there's seven of us, and he's in Jamaica with my mum. It's like, it's normally family men who stay out of the way live very long lives.
Yeah.
You might get your occasional health problem, but generally, like, you're not involved, no pastor.
Yeah.
Like,
he's on your own, because you're a family man. So my family in Jamaica as well right now, I'm not going to lie. My
dad
in Jamaica right now, yeah, I think they just went today. So it's like that.
They're out of the way. Yeah, you might get your just life health issues, but no one's checking for you. There's no arguments. And then you really start valuing just growing old with your woman, bro. You're like, damn, I'm really out of the way, you know.
And I think that's the best way because sometimes when you're in the mix too much, stuff like this can happen to you. And like, just because you're in the mix, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I feel like, I hope a lot of people wake up, man. I don't know how all rappers don't have, like, mad security with them all the time. And I'm not talking about your man, then. I'm talking about, like you got trained armed security that you only put yourself in situations where you have control and not other people. Because if you're in someone else's ends and you're arguing, like, bro, it's mad. You just got to be careful, bro. You got to be really careful where you're putting yourself.
I would feel no way about paying for like paying for off duty officers, yeah, that like can legally pop you.
I'm saying to you,
legally pop you. What?
Let me get to a certain amount.
Done.
And I'm like, I'm valued at 30 million.
24/7 bro, security.
I'm gonna buy. I'm gonna. I don't know if
the my best.
Man's, yeah,
you're the best.
I don't know if my man's like the old CIA or MI5,
whatever he is.
But this Don is gonna have a mash on him, and he's gonna roll with me majority of the time.
I can legally pop you.
Yeah,
like there's no comebacks on you.
Yeah,
I'm popped him. I'm rolling. Licensed.
I'm rolling with him.
Like licensed, he can
not
pop you.
Not just at shows, bro. Like most places that I go,
like day to day.
Yeah, and if it costs me a little bit more money, and people are like, oh, you spend a lot of money on this. Like, I don't care. I don't really mind.
I'll spend 100,000 a day.
I'm not giving my brethren no burner and say, you're rolling.
No, that's dickhead thing.
You get that? Because he might be reckless and just get me nicked and then mess up my whole bit. With a legal person, I believe that is better. If I was in America, I'm not going to lie. I'd have my license gun and I'd have 3 security guys that are always with me, bro.
All the time.
These 3 monsters that are all with me. So anytime something looks mad, this guy's ready to protect my life.
And they're not on it. And these men are trained, yeah? So... If I get a bit of name, yeah, like fuck bouncers, I mean trained man, yeah. The man got a legal toaster. If they see something off, they're like, yo, step back. Step the fuck back or you're getting burst.
Yeah.
And you're there like he's waiting in the whip.
But that's how most people have you're it. Mad. I don't know how they even slip sometimes. It's the day that niggas slip, that's when they get done. King Von, Pop Smoke. And I think 50 Cent's got a documentary talking about this.
XXXTentacion.
Yeah, like all these guys, bro, they had money. They should have really just had their security roll with them all the time.
It was Mandem. It was always Mandem.
Forget Mandem, bro. I'm not having Mandem around me.
Nope.
I want 2 white guys
and
1 black Don that's 6'8", bro. Yeah, just talk like
tank.
He's big like Tyson Fury.
Punch up, man.
Yeah? So I'm looking all small around him and he's like, stop. Excuse me, please. And he one hand holds all 7 people back.
Trust me.
I need that guy. And he's a bodybuilder. And he's just knocking. Like, one, we get in a fight. Man punched the guy in the head. And the guy's head exploded. And he's legally trained to do this. So I'm not getting nicked.
No comeback.
When the feds come and say, oh, did your security? I'm like,
yep.
You're my security. You're my security. Be like, yeah, I'm legally. Because you know security, it's different. They're allowed to do certain things.
Yes, of course.
That's why they're paid.
That's what they're paid for.
That's why you see Logan Paul, all these people, they roll with their team. They roll with their people.
A team.
Yeah. KSI, all that. Bro, if I'm getting certain big, bro, I'm not lying to you, bro. I'm paying for my security, bro.
Every day of the week.
And no one can chat nothing to me. I got into the supermarket. Bro, UK is dangerous, you know?
24/7, I've got it. I've got it on me, 24/7. Can you know that Flair, you know, like, Flair Mayweather, he's got, like, fucking 7 wild man, yeah? And then, like, they got gym, everything, yeah? But top level man have security that live in house with them, like almost like they become their best friends. So obviously, like
there's something happened to Beyonce, and they spent like $100,000 or something. Something happened to Beyonce, and Jay-Z said, "Yep, we're getting 24-hour security
all the time."
So now, like you can't see Jay-Z or thingy without they got 16 people that used to roll with them. 16 security,
are you
bro.
Mad.
16, bro.
Yes.
They weren't playing, bro. They had men all over, man in the audience, like Donald Trump, fam.
Listen,
I think it's a good expense to have if you're in a rapper or you're in the America. If I was in America and I was a top podcaster, brother,
everywhere,
security at my door everywhere. When I'm doing my shows.
Yes, you have to. That's standard. You have to secure your
because
door
because I don't trust anyone pull up with a
just
gun.
Run in, yeah.
I might have my gun, but bro, I'm not. This is what you're trying to see. I pay you to do a job. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be watching my back. I want to feel secure. Do you understand what I mean?
Trust me, bro.
I don't want to be like, oh, me and you in there. I'm like, yeah, well, I see. Like, that's
dumb. That's
how you get shot in your head, bro.
Yeah, that's dumb.
My man's meant to be there. So if a guy is even coming or moving bookie or walking past the door, the security's like
what you
radio. There's a guy outside. Blah, 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 and I'm on
what's
the
your name?
I'm like,
what's your name?
You know what I'm saying?
Picture, like cameras outside like, and screens inside. Yeah, let me in. It's got to run like that. But when you get so used to it, fam, I'm talking the whip bulletproof. I'm getting a fucking presidential, fam. Like the
standard.
Fucking tires can't pop out. Everything. I'm protecting me.
When I'm going stupid, when I'm going shopping to like Selfridges, I got 2 or 3 big dons.
Just
at least 2 guys.
The toast is what?
One guy has a gun,
yeah.
The other guy's got pepper spray, and the other guy's just got his fists.
Trust me.
And we're all rolling.
Who won it?
When I jump out the car, man's rolling with me. Like,
who won it?
And the way they're opening the door, the way
checking first.
You know what it does? Yeah. It makes people not want to mess with you.
Because it was long.
Who wants to punch out that 6 foot? And the guy looks like he just boom you in your head and just pick you up by your head and just dash you in the road. Who wants beef with him?
And think about it, these men are putting their life on the line for you too. So there's no money that... So if I'm earning... a million a year and I'm spending 50 grand on security, that's light for my life. That's light. That's nothing to me. Like, that's nothing to me.
That's nothing.
And did you know, after Obama, yeah, it doesn't exist anymore, but after Obama, they sort of scrapped it, yeah? Mm-hmm. But every single US candidate that become president, yeah, mm-hmm. gets secret security, basically for life. So after Obama it ended, but basically every president before Obama and before, you automatically get signed up for security forever. So because once you've been president, just because you're not president anymore, it you're still a very big name, and you've done a lot of things. So you get secret security until you die when you're president up until Obama. So every single president before him,
yeah, Bush, you never heard no president ever get whacked.
Clinton, all of them, man, they've got secret service security all the time, just on tap, whatever, until they die, because it's like an agreement where when you was in power, you done so much things. If
it's like Tony Blair, I heard Tony Blair's yard was going past his best security.
No, because it's free from it will never end.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's like you've done a service.
Man forgot Tony Blair, but man knows that he's still out there.
Gordon Brown, all of them.
Yeah, they're not. You don't hear about them,
but they're there, man.
But they're dead there. And man see them, man. Be like, hey, Gordon Brown, yeah.
And that's why all them dumb man who say, oh, you know, like, I don't roll with feds, and you know, like, all like,
forget
or,
that I'm rolling.
Or you know, like, I've got homies in the hood. You mad an idiot? Brother, catching cases. Listen, what?
Man can't tell me nothing.
Feds all day long.
I'm rolling with my legit fed, bro.
Of course.
That can pop you in the head, bro.
CID as well. All of them CID.
Brother, I'm not listening to what man's got to say. My life's on the line. I've got family to go home to. I ain't no tough guy, and I'm out here with some thugs.
Shipping
the hell? I came from the hood. Where the hell am I trying to go back there?
Someone trying to bring
them. And I have to give these guys money. Then these guys are going to say, oh, he's not feeding me right. And then before I know it, they set me up to get robbed and shoot. Forget that.
It's always the one closest to you that do you
in. Well, them paid guys, yeah, they're doing a job. They're not setting me up. They're not lining me up.
What's the point?
Because I'm paying them. Only that, but this is their job.
Yeah, they're legit
guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They want to go home to their families as well.
Exactly. They got
in prison.
Too.
I'm doing a legit job and end up in prison. That's dumb. Your friends are not doing a legit job. They're just protecting you because they're your brethren.
There's not there's
I want a professional man that jumps in front of the bullet, bro. What I want.
There's no personal ties. Like, these men are thinking... Like I said, some man get living security, just all 24/7, bro.
Yeah, that's the right guy, bro.
About, oh, man are all feds. You're an idiot. Get burst then. You know what I mean? You're the word feds. You fool. You must be joking, fam. No way, man. Man, when man got punny, I'm paying for CID and everything, cuz.
Bro, and the thing is, I'll pay with it with chest, because I'll be like, bro, it's the best investment you can do, because, bro... Who's out here trying to get smoked for nothing, bro? When you can pay your security, get out of here, bro. I'm done, bro. Trust me. But yeah, man, another episode of Red Talk. Bow, bow, bow. You already know we're out.